listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about wondrous things and read to you a verse from that amazing psalm, Psalm 119. I'm going to read to you verse 18 from that psalm where we read this. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. These simple lines from the great Psalm 119, these are a prayer for insight so that God's word could be better understood. The psalmist prayed, open my eyes that I may see, because he recognized that he could not see what he might see and should see from God's word without God bringing him light. The idea is that our eyes, spiritually and even mentally speaking, are covered with a kind of curtain or veil that must be opened before we can see. Human effort and analysis of the Bible may be of little help or even no help unless that covering is removed. This reminds us that it isn't the Bible that needs changing, as if the Bible is some obscure book. No, we are the ones who are veiled. We are the ones who can't understand the Word of God apart from the work of the Holy Spirit in us. The eyes of the Apostle Paul were unveiled when he was converted in Acts chapter 9. It was as if scales had dropped from his eyes. Well, you see, in the same way, the psalmist didn't need a more understandable Bible. He didn't need a new revelation. He needed to see the revelation that was already given. He didn't need new eyes. He needed to see with the eyes that he already had. And with those open eyes, he could, as verse 18 tells us, see wondrous things from God's law. Friends, there are wondrous things in Scripture, but they can only be seen when God opens the eyes. This means that prayer is an important and often neglected part of Bible study. It also means that not everyone sees the wondrous things in God's Word. But when someone does see them, they should regard it as evidence of God's blessing and favor. You see, God has given human beings a sense of wonder, and there are certain things that excite that sense of wonder. The new and unexpected can cause wonder within us. The beautiful and great can cause wonder. The mysterious and the unknown can make us wonder or marvel. Now, I would like you to consider that one way that God has provided for this sense of wonder within us is by giving us His Word. The Holy Spirit can make us alive to the Bible and help us to repeatedly see things that are new and unexpected, things that are great and beautiful, things that are mysterious and unknown. It's a shame that many Christians look for their sense of wonder to be satisfied without ever really looking to the Word of God. Think of all that there is in the Bible that you don't see. Think of all the wonder, all the treasure that's in there, but you don't see it. You can see such things. Now, you're not going to see everything that's wonderful in the Bible. And sometimes you're going to think that you see things, but they're really not there. Yet those who see more in the Bible than you do, they're not necessarily smarter or better. Their eyes are just more open. When God answers this prayer of Psalm 119, verse 18, and when He gives us open eyes, it is our duty and our privilege to carefully and energetically study the Bible. You see, the gift of open eyes doesn't make study unnecessary. It makes our Bible study effective. So today, pray this prayer with faith. What's the prayer? It's simply this: open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. So pray that prayer with faith, and then go out and find some wondrous things in God's Word.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.